It's the weekend of February 19th, and this is volume one of This and That, Jeff and Pat. I'm Jeff.
I'm Pat.
Hello, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
I'm so excited. This is our first podcast.
This is our first podcast.
Issue number one.
You know what's not fair about the podcast, though?
What is not fair?
You have a real pop filter. I have a made-up pop filter.
I've got to get a picture of this because I didn't have two pop filters. So Pat has an extremely well-designed pop filter made out of pantyhose and, what is that, a hanger. And it looks really professional.
Well, other than the pantyhose are really fishnet stockings.
That would be cool. Unfortunately. Well, I guess out in podcast land, they would have no idea. So they're very sexy.
They're very sexy.
But actually, it's a very cool looking. I mean, she made it round and everything. She did a really good job. I'm impressed. I think you could sell that.
Well, I'm the daughter of the original MacGyver.
Yes, you are. I've met your dad.
My dad, Mr. Handyman. Yes, he can fix everything but a broken heart.
Ooh, who's got the broken heart?
I've had a few.
Ah, and you couldn't fix it?
No.
Well, what's up with that?
I remember calling my dad up once when I met this really hot guy. And he was like 6'4" and good looking. He was just fabulous.
Sounds a lot like me.
Ha ha. So as I was talking to him, all of a sudden he said something really stupid and it dawned on me that he was dumb. And I couldn't believe it. I called up my mom to say, why does this always happen to me? I meet somebody and then something's wrong. And she wasn't there, so I had to talk to my dad. And I was like, I really liked him and he's just stupid.
Aww.
My poor dad was like, I don't know what to say.
I don't know what you want from me. Go away. I'll fix something.
I'll fix something, but not your broken heart, baby.
Give me something to fix. Well, what's the matter with dumb guys?
Well, actually, there's a lot of good things about dumb guys because, number one, you know, you can have your way with them.
There you go.
When they're dumb, you know, you just tell them whatever you want them to believe. So I imagine if you went out with a dumb guy, it'd be much easier to cheat on him.
That's probably true.
Because, you know, anything you say, he's going to believe.
Right. I like that. That makes a lot of sense. You got this figured out, but yet you don't go for the dumb guy.
I remember a song in the early 80s. I forget who sang it, but it goes like this. I love him. I like him big and stupid. I like him big and real dumb. My father went to Harvard. My brother went to Yale. The guy I brought home last night just got out of jail. I like him big and stupid.
Big and stupid. God, I've never heard that song. Was it popular?
It was like 81 or 82.
Was it like a gag type of song?
I think so.
Wow.
Actually, the person who sang that song also sang another song that went like, that was basically, will I make it through the 80s? I don't know. Will I make it through the 80s? Hope so. The 80s. Wow. We're now in the 00s.
I still have not quite figured out what we call this. I'm a guy of the not generation. What is up with that?
The OOs, the zeros.
I don't know what to say. It was a quandary in 1999. I was all worried about it for weeks about what am I going to call the new coming decade. And we're halfway through it, I guess. And you know, I still don't have a solution. And I guess it's been okay.
We're not halfway through the decade.
We're halfway through the decade. It's 2005.
Oh my God! Yes, we are.
You know the 10-year decade.
Oh no, that was my Jessica Simpson moment.
You caught me. I was thinking, well, gee whiz, I'm thinking it's 2005. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh well, yeah, it's because it's 2000, just the beginning of 2005. So I was thinking, you know, 40%.
Ah, okay. Yeah, right. The mathematician. Uh-huh. Pat is a mathematician, by the way. Well, she used to be a math. She went to school for math. I don't know if she's ever done math in her life, in real world.
Hey, come on. I would like to say about math that liking math and being good at it are three entirely different things. I remember this summer, I have a cell phone, and I was...
You have a cell phone?
Yes.
That is just hard to believe.
I was looking at the number of minutes I had used, and I went over my number of minutes, and I went over it by, I think, 400 minutes. Hmm. And each minute is 40 seconds. So I brought out an Excel spreadsheet and I typed 400 and then 40 instead of 0.4.
Yes.
And I stood there and looked at 1,600 and I said, holy shit, I'm going to have to pay 1,600 more dollars? I can't do that. I immediately got on the phone with Sprint. I waited like 20 minutes.
Wow.
I started chatting with this lady and, you know, I explained to her, I'm not going to pay $1,600. You have to do something to help me. And halfway through talking to her, all of a sudden it dawned on me, 400 times 0.4 is only 160. I was so embarrassed.
That's when my grandmother always used to say, I remember she got me a calculator when I was like in second grade or something. That was a big deal back then.
I don't believe that. In second grade you got a calculator?
Something like that. Yeah, it was pretty early. I was like one of the first kids on the block. But she was like this big accountant kind of person. And I remember she said, I'm giving you this calculator because I know that you will, it's kind of like know how to figure out if the number is right or not. I mean, back in that generation, I think people were sort of into the slide rulers and trying to figure out if the number was close to being correct, like a zero problem. But anyway, this is pretty boring, isn't it?
Did you ever use a slide rule?
I learned. My mom was into it, but, you know, every time I bring one to a meeting these days, just get laughed at. So I avoid it. I think it looks pretty cool when it's like hanging out your back pocket.
Well, I'm sure I learned how to use a slide rule too. And as I'm sitting here thinking through the recesses of my brain, I don't even know how anybody could have used it and how it could have been, you know, what is the word? Insightful.
Accurate,
or
useful. I have a suspicion. Well, I think we can safely put down the slide rule on this podcast because I think people who would argue with us are not going to be listening. Because people who could argue with us are of the generation that will probably never listen to a podcast.
I think there are some people who don't even know what a slide rule is.
I think there's some people that don't know what a podcast is. It's a two generations colliding. And just think if we got together, the marriage of those two cultures, it would be a beautiful and wonderful thing.
Well, I'm sorry. I got a lot. When you talked about worlds colliding, I thought of
George.
And of course, today I saw our great and good friend Susan.
Very nice.
Susan told me about the spring of Sue.
The spring of Sue. Another Seinfeldism. We have a lot of Seinfeldisms. Susan, our friend, I guess we can talk about her a little bit. She had her retirement party. I don't know if it's a retirement party, what do you want to call it, from Sabre, her long, long employer. Although she's only halfway through her career, but she's probably so rich that she could stop any time. But anyways, so that was kind of nice. I had a great time that night, Thursday night.
It was great.
I was surprised at how good of a time I had. I saw a lot of old friends that I hadn't seen before, because I also used to work for Sabre and American Airlines. Did a lot of what do you call it when you talk about old times?
Reminiscing.
I knew there was a word. So that was fun.
Do you know the word for like being furry but having soft, fine hair all over your body?
I don't. Is that a word of the day?
I think it might be pilose. P-I-L-O-S-E. Pilose.
Pilose, see? This is the learning podcast. It's part of the learning net, the learning channel.
I could do a podcast on words.
Yeah, well, I do get a dictionary of the day now, through an XML.
Yeah.
Geek alert. But anyways, I get these words and I don't know what they mean, and I think I'm never going to use them because nobody will know what I mean. But I did read someplace, I can't remember where I read it, that in order to impress yourself. impress other people, you should use these big words. But if you just learn a big word and then you immediately put it into your vocabulary, it'll seem like, what a fake, you're using this big word and you're grappling for it. So this person who was writing or telling me or whatever said, you practice the word, you keep practicing it in the context, so that when it comes up, you just sound intelligent, like you use that word all the time. But I'm thinking, doesn't that hinder communications if you use a big word that people that isn't very well understood?
Well, the problem is that actually English has more words than most other languages. So what that means is, like in Italian, when they want to say something, they don't have very many words that they can use. The same word is used for lots of different things, so that it has all these various different meanings. Whereas in English, if you had five things, there's probably a specific word for all of those five different things. And using the right word is actually better. The only problem is most people don't know the right word. So they would just say hairy instead of, you know, covered in soft, downy fur. If you said hairy to them, they're going to think, you know.
Disgusting.
They're going to think.
Hairy and disgusting.
Who do we know that's a real furball? Well, I don't think it would be right to say people we know for sure are furballs, but
right.
You know, like you could say that person was hairy.
Right.
And
that would be a good description. Well, everybody would understand what that means.
Right. But if all it was is that they were covered in fine, soft, you know, hair, kind of like a little litty bitty rabbit.
That's true.
Wouldn't be the right word.
And we wouldn't think that that guy looks like a rabbit.
Or
would we? Or maybe some people would. But I don't think so.
Who knows?
So.
What was your word for today? Do you remember?
Oh, no. Because it was actually a word that I thought I had heard of before. I mean, all week long, there have been words that it's like, there's just no way I'm ever going to use this. And I've never heard of it before. It's like reading a foreign language. But today's word was something I recognized, but I can't remember what it was.
I know a fun word. Fungible.
That is fun. It's fun to say fungible. What does fungible mean?
I'm not sure I remember what fungible means, but I think it's used in terms of like economics. And so, like, for example, oil is a fungible commodity. I think it means that, now I don't remember jack about it, but I think it means that it doesn't change and I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry. I'll have to look up fungible, but it's a fun word to say, fungible.
You know, it doesn't really matter that you don't know what it means. You could just throw it into conversation and people will think you're smart and it's fun and people will want to say it. They'll want to repeat it. Yes, you're right. It is fungible.
It's quite fungible.
Didn't you think that play last night was fungible?
Hey,
I really
you're fungible.
Did. You're fungible. So, you know, if you've been listening along this, been going on 5-7 minutes or so, you're probably wondering, well, what's the topic? You know, what are these guys doing? And we don't know yet. So we're kind of experimenting with the podcast theme. Today we are going to come a little bit prepared with some topics to talk about, but basically we've got a weekly show. We're going to talk about whatever is on our mind. And
this and that, maybe.
This and that with Jeff and Pat.
Right.
And we have to decide, you know, once that sinks in, that title sinks in, if that's just something really, really dorky or something kind of cool. And I don't know yet. I mean, sometimes it just takes a little bit of sinking in time.
I think all our fans, and I'm sure there will be legions of them,
legions.
Should send us emails of what they'd like us to discuss. Because honestly, you and I could talk about anything.
Right. That's true. But I think we talked about it before. We're going to this is going to be a weekly show. We're going to talk about basically not just our week, but sort of, you know, things that happened in the week and things that we thought were funny. Do you hear that dog barking? I hate that. There's a dog barking here in the Goliad Studios. You'd think we pay these people so much money to do our work here. You'd think they wouldn't have a dog barking, but but go figure. What else was I going to say about that? I was going to say that email. Email address. I think we should say the email address, but we don't have one yet.
Oh, well, we need to get one.
I haven't set that up yet. But by the time you get this podcast, it will have been set up. Ooh, you just blew my mind. So I think we're going to try for something like thisandthat@yahoo.com or gmail.com. But, you know, this and that's probably taken. So it might
True.
Be like thisandthat975.
How about tit and tat?
Tit and tat. Ooh, that's a little more erotic. But, but, you know, we'll have to eroticize this show maybe. Maybe that's what our audience wants. Audience of two. I think you'll listen to it and I'll listen to it.
I have.
Maybe.
I have been reading erotica. I told you that.
Yes.
But,
very
of course,
exciting.
As you know, since I am a near perfectionist, I had to get the best American erotica.
Really? Now, I would have no idea.
Oh, I forgot to bring the book over.
What is the best best American erotica?
Well, actually, I think it's like a series. And I think it's edited by this woman named, can I say the name?
Sure.
Susie Bright. And this particular book that I got was three novellas. And I just didn't think they were that good.
Huh.
I was very disappointed into my erotica foray.
Where did you read that they were sort of the best of American erotica?
Okay, well, I have a friend who told me that she wanted to have some, let's say, videos, adult videos that would be interesting to women.
Interesting to women.
Yes.
Interesting in an intellectual sort of way?
I think I understood when she and I had the conversation in context what she wanted, but I just can't remember now. So she felt like, since I'm her great and good friend, that I should have to get this for her. And I want to say for a minute
here. Why does this remind me of like high school? You get rubbers for me. I'm too embarrassed.
I want to say this is not Susan, by the way.
No, I know it wasn't Susan. I think I know who it is.
Shh.
No, we won't say it on
okay,
the air.
Okay, so I forget when she told me this, and I jotted it down probably on a notebook. And then I have been going through my desk in the last couple of weeks, and I'm scratching things off my list, and finally I come to this item. Like, okay. So I think I got on the internet and I typed in some special keywords.
Right.
And oh no, that's not how I found it. I found this website when I was just looking through other websites about how to have a good marriage.
Oh, like counseling websites. So you know it's not smut. It's like, this is beneficial to your marriage.
Well, you know, something or another.
And I found PhD type forum.
I found the name of a place where I could get these adult videos.
Mm-hmm.
And
This sounds like a big story just because of the fact that maybe you want some smut. That's what it sounds like to me. This friend. I have a friend who wanted me to go get some. Very clever.
No, it's not smut.
Okay.
But somehow
it's
or another,
material.
Somehow or another, in looking for this, you know, adult entertainment, I came across this writer, Susie Bright.
Oh, you know, and I've actually heard of Susie Bright. I think she used to write a column or something, maybe.
Yes, I think she does.
Her name is familiar.
I think so. So anyway,
even in Salon magazine, Salon Online is one of my favorites, by the way. Kudos to the guys at Salon.
They talked about that today on Studio 360 on NPR.
About Salon?
Salon, yes.
They've been having a little bit of financial difficulty, but I'm a subscriber. I like them. Actually, I subscribe for two main reasons, actually. One is that I can get a PDF of all their daily stuff. So it's just easy. You don't have to go clicking and clicking and clacking and clacking through their website. You can just get it all downloaded one time. But the best part of it is you get like about 20 brand new songs every month you can download right into your iPod. And
how
they're cool songs.
How much does it cost?
It's like it's $30 a year.
Cheap.
Yeah, it's really cheap. And, you know, the 20 songs are editor picked. It's usually, you know, whatever is new and happening now. There's some stuff you like, some stuff you don't, and yeah, it's cool. So, Salon is not paying us for this, but they should. Anyway, what did Studio 360 say about it?
They were talking about...
Has that freaking dog again.
They were talking about online. I think it's like their 10-year anniversary or something like that.
Yeah, it might be. It might be. Well, that's kind of cool.
It was, sounded kind of interesting. He did talk about how they have had some problems in the past. And, like, I think one time, they had to close their building down because there were bomb threats and things like that because of, you know, a position they took on something. So it's been,
wow.
It sounds like it's been an interesting ride.
Well, you know, the Salon's premise has always been to just be very well-rounded. A lot, you know, arts, culture, politics. But for a while, they sort of went in and they became, I want to say, a little more left-leaning. Well, I mean, they've always, you know, sort of the arts and culture world has always been thought of to be sort of left, but I think they almost explicitly went that way, and they're trying now with some new editors to kind of go back and just be the, you know, we want to talk about everything. We don't want to be known as part of the left media. So I think, you know, they're trying to rebound a little bit from that.
I think the other thing that they were talking about is that I guess now there are a lot of bloggers out there.
Yep.
And one of the things that he said that was kind of interesting was that he didn't really feel like bloggers were any kind of threat to a magazine like Salon.com because they're not researchers.
Right.
They're not journalists and they're not researchers and they don't have quite, and while they might be good writers, they might be smart people, they might be good researchers, they don't have the amount of money to sometimes complete an investigation the way, you know, a journalism agency might.
Right. I think that's absolutely true, you know, but because right now, like, I'm a blogger, you know, you've read my blog, it's whatever, this and that. Oh, that's the name of our show. But I have a full-time job. I work. And I think a lot of bloggers work. There's no money in blogging. But I think that's where the potential competition could happen for the mainstream media is that, you know, somebody becomes very popular and does get the time to actually do his own journalism, if you will, and do it as a full-time job. But I think we're a ways off from that.
I think so, too.
All right. Well, we are, believe it or not, the time is gone. It's like, I think we're shooting in this podcast for about 15 to 20 minutes. That seems like a reasonable time to ask you, our listener, for your time, 15 to 20 minutes a week. So,
and that's how long it takes me to have a good time.
That's right. And then it's over.
And then it's over.
Just like this show. So I don't know how we're going to go out. I'm going to have some, I'll work out some out music, probably the same music that you came in on. By the way, that music I just wrote today, so if you like it, let me know. I will put up a reel.
How are they going to let you know, Jeff?
Well, I'll have an email on the website when I build it for this webcast.
Right.
So maybe by the time I get this webcast up, it'll be like a month late. No, I'll try to get something scrabbled together pretty fast.
Well, I've had fun.
I've had fun, too, and we're going to do this again next week and every week. And if we're gone on some weeks, we'll have to get together during the day.
And next time we do our podcast, let's wear clothes.
Hey, no, that's not a bad idea. All right, we're out of here. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.